Lamates, Sif Dalit. Kol HaKorin Mevorkin Lefanao Lachrao. So you make a bracha on each one of the oilah, makes a bracha as opposed to just Mikra Din, that was the first oilah and the last oilah. We instituted later on that every oilah, because of the Mithos and the Yetzim, would make a bracha before and afterwards. Okay? Upaseach Hasefer Kadim Shivorach. Rea Pasuk Kisorach Lahaskalboy. So before he makes the bracha, he has to make a bracha on what he's reading. So he has to read from where they're starting. And then he's making a bracha on this, on these words of Torah. After he finishes, so the Shulchan Aruch says you first close it and then you make the bracha. Okay. So in the bracha beforehand, it just mentions opening. It doesn't mention opening, closing, and making a bracha. This is open, look, bracha. Finish, close, bracha. Mishabura will discuss exactly what the proper order is. Hagoah with Shoshim Mavorach, bracha Rishona. Yehapach Ponevel Atzat. Now, so the Ramah holds that we're going to leave the Sefer Torah open, but there was a concern, which the Rishonim said that we don't want some unlearned individual to think that he's reading the bracha from inside the Sefer. And therefore, what the Ramah says you should do is you should look to the side. So you're not looking inside reading the bracha. Shayanir kimavorach min haTorah shouldn't look like you're going to be reading from inside. The bracha from inside. But nearly, that's the kolba. It's like the Ramah, but nearly the yahapach panav tzad smoloi. If you're going to look away, you look to the left. You look to the left.
But that's looking towards the Sefer.
No, the Sefer's there. It wasn't this way.
The Ola is to the right of the Balkari.
So he's looking at the Balkari. He's reading this bracha on the Balkari's face, not on the Sefer Torah. Right? Mishapur is going to raise the point that some Akranim are not happy with this idea. It'd be improper to look away from the Sefer as you're making the bracha. Okay. Mishabura Yudal. It's a cut in Yudal. So Kol HaKorin, the first thing the Mechaber told me is every one of the Olim makes a bracha before and afterwards. So what's the Chiddush of it? This is after Midina, Lo Yitzarach L'Baruch Ki'im HaRishon Bracha Rishon Ho Achron Bracha Achron. A Mikra Din, really all you require is a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. The first Olim will make a bracha before we start reading. The last Olim will make a bracha after we finish reading. V'hem Sa'im Yotzim Rebrichos. And those who get a lease in the middle will be Yotzim with the bracha said by the first and last. People who come in the middle, or people who leave before the end. So Yishmu Berchas HaPaseach V'Chosim, they will either not hear the beginning of the person who started because they came late, or they won't hear the person who ends because they leave early. They're going to think that you read without making a bracha. Therefore, Chazar Masakin, each one of the Olim makes a bracha before and afterwards. Okay, Mevorach on the Lefanei Lacharei. Hinei Lacharei, she brichas asher nosan l'kul yamam d'rabbanan. The bracha afterwards, everybody agrees, is a d'rabbanan d'kul bracha. However, Lefanei, she brichas asher bachar, yesh deyes ben apoyskim imihi d'bar tera d'rabbanan. There's a machlok as well. This is a deraisa derabbanan to make the bracha before the kriya. But v'hani mili kashul abirach adayin brichas haTorah. The person has not said brichas haTorah yet for that day. So then we have a machlok as well. The bracha he's making on the kriya is a deraisa. Avli imberach kabar brichas haTorah kol yama hi derabbanan. If they already said brichas haTorah, this individual already said brichas haTorah earlier in the day, so he already said his bracha deraisa of brichas haTorah. So what he's doing now is a derabbanan. Shneska mishum kavayda. Hatzibur, Koshakosa, Basif Ches. Okay. Im Tobi Virchus HaTorah, Uposach HaShanosan Lonu, The Malkam Asher Bochar. Not an uncommon thing. A person gets confused and he starts saying the bracha, which should be the bracha achar. No, as the bracha Rishon. See, in this Kekadim, Sha'omer Hashem Mechasimba. He hasn't said the words bracha to Hashem yet at the end. The Hainu no Senator Rod. If he catches himself, or somebody catches that mistake before he gets to those final, last five words, Baruch Atah Hashem, if they realize before that, so then Yaskol HaShabach HaRabon, he goes back to HaShabach HaRabon when he finishes off correctly. However, Vim Kvar Omer Baruch Atah Hashem, he already said Baruch Atah Hashem. After dying, Loi Omer in the Sinat Torah, he hasn't said the words in Sinat Torah already, so we don't go back anymore. So what do we do? Yisayim Moisabrocha. We finish off the Senat Torah. We stop there. That's it. So you read it. You said the bracha Mashem Nasalon. Fine. Lachik Kriya Yomer Asher Bracha Bana. And therefore you said the bracha Mashem Bracha Bana. Afterwards, you flip it. There Chaim. Oy Kasev Shalom. Remember bracha Rishana Karoy. The bracha Shia Tov Hiskol Asher Bracha Bana. He said the bracha Mashem Asher Bracha Bana. The bracha Chorani said Asher Bracha Bana as well. So if he catches himself to correct himself before Hashem Baruch to Hashem, fine. But let's say he'll go back and correct. He finished off the bracha already. So what do you do in that situation? You already said Hashem Baruch Hashem beforehand. This is bracha supposed to be Hashem Nosamon. You finished off with the bracha Hashem Baruch Hashem. What do you do? Then you ask her, you have to go back to Baruch HaTashem Malkeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nosal Lanu Toras HaNes. Okay. V'im Nizker Karet La'achar Shomer La'achar Baruch HaTashem Karet Nesena Torah. Right? The place where the person realized the mistake was he already said Baruch HaTashem. He didn't say Nesena Torah yet. So what do? So you pick up the bracha right there. You say Malkeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Nosal Lanu Toras HaNes. He opens up Raya Pasuk. Keshi had a mashem of umavarch. He has to know what he's making bracha on. Tzavacha kivorech. Now, Mishavura points out over here when that yivorech means Rosh Hashanah shein tzarich legal hasefer Torah b'shas birchos. He doesn't have to close the sefer Torah. The Gemara says that we're afraid that people might think that the brachos are written inside. People will think he's reading it from inside. Okay, people know that that's not true. Now, so the Mishavura, one second. I mean, we're worried about that by the bracha achrona. The dafka bracha mishena lo chashish l'seh. Mishum tircha de tibura shitarcha lahamtena achiyasar v'yiftach. A bracha achorin of the lekatam zeh. Gamal abhok yitarach ligula sefer tar ben gavr le gavr. Vari odav yersa shigul kadam a bracha. Zeshu mesam amachar ben lachar shikar regal mavar. It is a chashash. The Gemara mentions it, at least according to one Tana. So, by bracha rishana, which in general is not really a major concern. And you're adding a tircha de tibura because you're going to open it up. Look at the spot, close it up, say the bracha, open it up, read. You're adding a whole nother layer to the tzibur. Whereas at the end, you have to close it anyway, because you always close between gavra and gavra. So what's the difference if you close before the bracha or after the bracha? So you might as well close before the bracha, not to get involved with people thinking that the bracha is written inside the sefer.
Now, supposedly, we're worried about adults. I mean, every adult must have had a bar mitzvah, got at least one aliyah. He saw what's in the Sefer Torah. Why should we worry that people think the bracha is written in the Sefer Torah?
Tell you the truth, I'm not sure why the Gemara developed this concern. Why people would all of a sudden think that. I'm not sure. But I would assume that the concern over here was for people who were not so learned. And they thought, well, maybe in their parsha there's no bracha. The bracha is written by Parshas Bereishis or something. Yeah. So, you know.
He was special.
He thought he was special.
They trusted him, nobody else.
Okay.
Right, that I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Bir Lochem here points out, the language of Mishmar is Shein Sarach legal sefer Torah b'shas pircha, so you don't have to. The language indicates that he brings poskim that if you want to close, you're allowed to. We're arguing that really closing it adds a layer of tircha tzibur, but we have this chashash that people are going to say this. It's somewhat of a chashash enough that for the bracha required, we say, listen, you're going to close anyway, do it. Bracha Rishona, you know what, we're weighing that chashash versus tircha tzibur, etc. So you're not mechuyev to close, but you're allowed to close if you want. And therefore he brings to some rachanim say, it would be preferable that you should close. And some say, and that's why some places have the minig that they do close before the bracha. They open up, look, close, and make the bracha. Benahar and Haru, Peshat, Pashte, then he says, off, whatever, you know, the river is spread out in different directions. Whatever minig is, that's your minig. Whatever you do is fine. And some people will leave the Sefer Torah open. And some people, which has the mile of not a tirchas dibur, will close the Sefer Torah, which has the mile of, you know, chashish with people making a mistake, taking the brachos written inside. So you have a point of, came on the Ramah, the Ramah says, I have a suggestion. Why don't we leave the Sefer Torah open? We'll save the tirchas dibur issue. You're not closing it. But you're worried about him looking inside, reading the bracha inside. The answer is, everyone will see that he's looking away. He should look away. That's what the Kolbo says. So the Kolbo holds the Kiman the Bezel Lekatircha de Tzibura. You're not impacting the Tzibur in any way negatively by doing that. Torah Blachos Shkam Bebrachim Shana Lachashah Shla Yerma Bebrachos Eksuas B'Tera Koshik Sav Dukein Zeh Besif Yukat Nyud Zayin. So really, it is a chashash. That's why Bebrachar Chana we are chashish for it. So I'm not chashish for it, because against that you have tircha de tzibura. Well, if I can figure out a way to address tircha de tzibura by having the person not close but rather look away, so why shouldn't I do that? Of course I should do that. So you should look, smile towards his left. Do you mean a kadosh baruch hu? So he has a word like a kadosh baruch hu, and the oiler are having this conversation. So the person by looking to his left, he's looking towards Hashem's yamin. What do you mean you're looking away from the Sefer? That's wrong. So you're making a bracha on what you're reading, so why are you looking away? You know, I take an apple and make a bracha, and I look away. I look at the apple. I'm making the bracha. I'm looking away when I'm not making a bracha on this. He's looking away. Therefore, they come up with a different solution to fulfill this idea of the Ramah, that you leave the Sefer Torah open al tichli tzibura, but will address the chashash of people making a mistake by closing his eyes. So they come up with a different suggestion: the person should shut his eyes. That seems to be my real loch. That he says you have an option of closing if you want. So it comes out basically that we have three options. Either we can close, and you always have four options, really. You can close Sefer Torah, you can leave it open, just make a bracha. You can leave it open and make a bracha, but with your face facing away. You can leave it open and make a bracha with your eyes shut. The Ramah does indicate we should do something. And the Mishabur says that some say that the Akharim say it's better to not to look away. Therefore, the Mishabur seems to end off with the right proper thing to do is to shut your eyes. Fine. So it's Kavanah Torah, you bow to the Sefer. We discussed this idea before that we shouldn't do more bowings than the Chazal Mechayev. But in Amsa Bracha, Chazal never asked. They only asked the Hosaf is only a problem to the beginning or the end of a bracha. Okay. Now, why is he only focused on the end? That's funny, because before he actually pointed out the beginning of the end should be problematic. So we do it to B'Shas, but the Baruch Hu. If I call correctly, there is a Rashi. Not remembering where. The Rashi, which says the minhag was to bow by Baruch Hu. They say the Baruch Hu. It's Rashi in the Yamim, I think. Okay.
Minhag in the Beis HaMikdash.
No, it's our minhag nowadays. It's our minhag, his days.
You
know? He mentions it on the Pasuk, but the Pasuk says, Baruch, you know, with the David Tzvil over there, and he says, Baruch, and he says, and the Ham was Mishtachavis. I think Rashi says the minig was the Ham of the Earl of Mishtachavis when he said,
that's what we have in Psukkah de Zimra?
I try to remember, is it from there? I remember where it is. Okay. I can picture the Rashi, I just can't picture what's on top of the page. You know? Okay, hey, Nogu l'chasas haksam besudur ben gavra l'gavra. The minig is to cover over the Sefer Torah. Now they, by the Svardim, they leave the Sefer Torah. They have it; it's open, so they put a kerchief in front of it. Ben gavra l'gavra. And then it's elu Nogu shehem gulelus ben gavra l'gavra chenikar. Our minig is that the Moses we close the Sefer Torah in between. So it shouldn't be sitting there open, waiting for the people to the next person to come, etc. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Nogu L'Chasas. Chof. Abba B should mean it didn't sricha liyos from galus. We just mentioned before in the last sif that you're supposed to close it at that point in time. Okay. So she calls it a sif yudalad. So instead of closing, they would accomplish the same thing by covering. The Ramah says, no, we've done enough to cover. You have to close. But once you close, you don't need to cover. But rak be'esh sharmim kadish acher kriya shabbi yesh nechasas. Those mistalkman a kriya. I'm not reading anymore, so I close and I cover. What then? Kol makom shiyesh zman oruf. The garden shem zarmim lechasin l'shemarichin b'mishaberach. Oz mechasin b'sim. Or any situation where there's a large time lapse, so you would cover as well. But if you're just, you know, giving one aliyah to the next without any, you don't have to cover. In Gavra L'Gavra, he says that it's closed up in Gavra L'Gavra. Tam shein l'nicha p'sucha, shein kavra l'terash tape p'sucha, but tam tin shevach. It's like the Torah is like, leave the Torah open, and then you're waiting for the person. Close the Sefer Torah up, when the person's there, then we open the Sefer Torah. Now the Torah says, okay, now that you're here, I'm ready to talk to you. The Sefer Torah should not be waiting for the person. Okay. So the Mechaber Sif Vav. Omer Baruch Hu Babrachas B'Kol Rom. A person should say the brachas out loud. Omer Balachas, tell you a person says them quietly, is doing something improper. It could be you're not yotze at all, and you have to read. Actually, go say the brachos again. Kleshishmoam v'yano baruch Hashem amarach levavoed. So it's the Rambam is telling you this issue is specifically in regards to the Baruch at the beginning. They have to be able to answer. I didn't hear the guy. I couldn't hear him. But I heard the chazan saying, "Amen." Lo yanim, you don't answer amen with him. Eloin and remain al diriyah chaz. Okay. So what's that about? That the mishnah baruchu and the brachas b'chol ram. Atam. Kavashim masayim haramo. That the baruchu he's talking to the tzibur. So he says, "Here's the chayin, the tzibur. Listen to me. You should give a blessing to Hashem." So you have to say it out loud. The people should hear him. Vav brachas. What about the brachas? Say shiuchu kol tzibur lanois amen. You should say them out loud. The people should be able to answer amen. So the baruchu and the brachas. Are really two different issues. The baruchas because people have to answer baruch Hashem and baruch lelam. Why do they have to hear him? And the brach itself is people should be able to answer amen. The person says it quietly is toya. Who are you speaking to? He said, like you know, what are you saying? You're talking to somebody. Now what's the definition of lachash? Called the less asura ditzaisi. 10 people can't hear you. It's 9 people plus the person himself. Can't hear. Excuse me. That's called too quiet. Then the Dabashim Kedusha, then the Pachim Yasar. Baruch Hu is the Dabashim Kedusha, needs 10 people. I'm going to rub the hood in the Kaddish, yes, you Zarshal Yarmer, Balachash, Mihai Taima. The same thing by Kaddish. In general, you don't say Kaddish quietly for this reason, because people have to be able to respond to it. There's a tshuva from Ravadi about saying Kaddish quietly, that he allows it. That's why you see some Sardim that will say Kaddish, they say it quietly. Saying along with the chazan, they're saying it quietly, you know. I suppose it's your Ashkenazi who's saying, like, you know, I have to say a lot of the 10 people could hear me, together with everybody else is saying the Kaddish. Mm-hmm. You're saying Kaddish in unison. Shishmo and Bayanas, the Ramah says that the reason why people say Bechol Ram is people should be able to answer Baruch Hu. Divrei Ramah, Mashal, the Sefer Leih, the high Yeshermim, Lekoi Rak al Baruch Hu. The issue is Baruch Hu. The Mechaber raised the issue of Baruch Hu and Brachas. The Ramah says, explains the issue of that you have to go back is going on Baruch Hu. Right? Baruch Hu, Ma'akeh b'di'evet in Berach b'lachash. But the Baruch Hu is b'di'evet. If you said it quietly, you said it quietly. I'm Berlocha Mashik Safti b'zeh b'alachil b'vadi mitzvah l'omer b'kol ram. So the Berlocha over here does raise this question. Because the Berlocha Baruch Hu b'kol ram understands that when the Mechaber refers always that there's someone say you have to go back, it's going back on the brachas as well, not just on the Baruch Hu, not like the Ramah. There's a Mechaber calling seeing the Mechaber and the Ramah. Fine. Chav hey, Shishmor Biyan. Wrong one. Sorry. Chavov. They should be able to hear the Mavorech. If they didn't hear him, when he says Baruch Hu, hear the Chazan saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vod. The Oyla said Baruch Hashem Baruch. The Chazan answered Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vod. Everyone else did not hear. So they don't say Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vod together with the Chazan. But rather they answer Amen. When the Chazan finishes saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vod, they say Amen. He sends you back that in a case where there is a tzibur answering correctly, so because they all heard, and you walk in late, you didn't hear the chazan saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch Olam Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. You just walk in and hearing the tzibur saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam. You could sing with them. Because over there is a tzibur which is saying this, so you can say with them. But we were talking about a case where the tzibur is not, the tzibur didn't hear either. So then you don't say with the chazan, because what you do is you just answer amen to what the chazan said. Now there's someone said that the chazan shouldn't answer either, because once you don't have 10 people listening, the whole thing is not improper. So if the chazan realizes that there's not the mibul which can hear, he should tell the fellow to say it again. Okay. Zion. Agar she'anu ha'am baruch Hashem baruch Olam Ve'ed. Chazim baruch Hashem baruch Hashem baruch Olam Ve'ed. The person who's the oila repeats it as well. Kailich lo ha'mavarach atzav b'chal ha'mavarach. He should be included as well. Chav ches. Chazim baruch. Ayin le'el b'simen kaf. Shom esip katan dal ha'mashik sav di shom. So take a look at what I said before, but in the halachas of baruch that he says he responds with them, he doesn't answer main afterwards. Ches, feel a birch birchas atar la'atzmai. Take a cruel like the person comes in late, or he comes in for the early minyan, and they want to give him an aliyah. He mamish just said birchas atar. He walked in, he says baruch Hashem lekedem alcholam shabach menekolam baruch Hashem said atar. Yavoid. So he goes up and he says birchas atar again. So, Tzarek Lach and the Baruch Hashem Baruch Habonu Kishkar Batar the Mishum Kavanat Tara Niskanu Kishkar Batzibur. This is Kavanat Zibur, the Kavanat Tara. I'm sorry to give the bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch Habonu when they're reading it. Chav Tes Teka Karua Hainu Shla Omer Shum Pasuk Achakach. He hasn't said anything in between. Mamish right then. He does it again.
This is not a deraisa though.
Once he said the bracha the first time, right?
In the morning it is, but. When you do with Kriyasa Torah, it's not, right?
Unless he hasn't made a bracha yet. So, but this situation, he just made the bracha, right? Shukavad Torah. So, remember, Blahavi bracha, Zu bracha, Yis Terta. Is that an extra? Mekamaka? Fine. Mekamaka, Keshla, Yi bracha, Rishad, and Libichti, Kasri, Chanash, Kain Sharachan, and the Yirik, Likra, Kapanam, Pasak Echot, Kakan Yerachacha, Derech, Hiducha, and Sabre Torah. You made a bracha, Shabracha, and the Sabre Torah, and the Sabre Torah, and the Sabre Torah. Say, respond to that. You know, you made that bracha. Birchas Atar in the morning. So say a pasuk. Something you can figure out to say on the way up to the bima. Right? It doesn't take that long to say it. You said a pasuk. Okay. Let's hit the other way around. Tess, Imkru, Likris Batar, Kadim Shem, Yivarach, Birchas Atar, Al Atzma. He walked in, he said Birchas Atar yet. They give him an aliyah. So, so when he goes back to his seat to start davening, he doesn't say Asher Baruch Habonu. He already said Asher Baruch Habonu. He'll still say the bracha of Asher Laaser Kedivrei Torah, but he won't say the bracha of Asher Baruch Habonu. He said bracha Asher Baruch Habonu on the Torah. The Gar Misha Nifter. For by Abba Rabba that you're yotze this, even when you're not yotze that. Chavur lebasim mzayin simzayin. Because the chernu kumakam loydomi legarmi the nifter by Abba Rabba. Does yotze the gam birchas asher kishon tzavetzi one also, but the gam har of law. Over there you yotze all your birchas atar with Abba Rabba. Mashengen over here, hachol nifter rak be birchas asher b'chabon levad. Al be irat zorach lahashem yer machakach birchas akanim shigilim lor mitah. He would Yotze Asher Baruch Habonu. He'll go back and say the Asher Kishon Lasek B'di Retaro Har of Noah, and then he'll finish off right, and he'll say Hamlei Tzolam Mo Yisrael. Then he'll say the Pesukim. Okay. Yod Baruch Hakadosh Shem Nosam Lono is Torah Semes Zu Torah Shem Yisav V'Chel Matab Zekenu Torah Shem Alpeh. That's Pshat in the Baruch. Chayor Olam. Mr. Burl, let me give him. Minogena Lorma Vichayer. Not the Sakeno who? Al Shem Akasim, the Rechakaman, Kedarbanus, and Asmuras, Nitsuim. So at the end of the Pasuk, it says, I'll use the Lashon of Natia. Masmuras Nitsuim, they're planted. Okay, we have time for Lassif. Yeah. Yud Aleph. Hakara b'tara tzarach lik lecho is b'sefer Torah b'shas ha'bracha. You have to hold the sefer Torah. You make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. Hagav asamcha minig ze al mash omer never be Yeshua lo yimusha sefer Torah zem mipicha chazak ve'emotz. So lashon of lashon chayzik, holding on to it tight. Fine. Now, mizen nogel lomer amesayim and the krisma torah b'chol pam chazak. Chazak baruch. That's what you hear the sardim saying chazak baruch, right? Because we refer to this as an act of chizuk, la chazuk to hold. B'sefer Torah b'shas bracha yira lamad hay. Hanu yechus ba'amudei sefer. You don't hold the actual klav. You hold the atzei chaims. Vayim b'ach b'tash eskima the ace hakriya tzarek gamkin lechus b'sefer Torah. It's not just when you make the bracha you have to hold on. You have to hold the b'shas kriya as well. Fine. Yesh nagam lechus is oz b'riyas atzma yidei mapa. They take a cloth. They hold on to the b'riyas itself. By Magen Avraham, he discourages that. Achar kriyat minig l'nashek ha-sefer Torah. The minig is after you finish reading is that you give you kiss. I'll talk about when in a second. Vizam l'roik yorik ach min etzad v'l'kinegat ha-sefer v'asu l'kavur b'yar d'esim v'nishayim ha-kach y'nashek lo y'nashek v'ha-kach yorik. We shouldn't kiss and then spit away. But rather, he was telling you about you. You turn your head to the side and you relieve yourself from it, and then you go back and kiss. So he's holding this sefer Torah. Now, when do you make this bracha, the neshika? When do you do the neshika afterwards? So the Mesidesha brings from the Shari Ephraim that you do it all the way after the bracha. They finish a kriya. They see the spot, they kiss it, and then they make the bracha. He says, no. First thing you do is you close up, you make the bracha. And then you kiss the sefer Torah. That's how he says it. I had a Baal Kari told me an interesting ma'isa, because some people have a minute to think. So he's reading. Before he says the last word, the guy puts his talus on there, and covers the word. So the guy says, what's supposed to do now? He stops. And the guy is like this, and he's like this, and it's a standoff. So he's thinking, well, am I allowed to tell the person, move your hand? So he says the word Baal Peh, and the guy lifts it up, and he says it again. And then he's inside, and that was how he dealt with it. He was like stunned. Like, what is the guy thinking? I didn't say a word yet,
So the kissing we're talking about is